This morning we are going to read from Old Testament Psalm chapter 1, written by the man of God, the prophet King David. I read from King James Version, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Yahweh, the God of Israel, knoweth the way of the righteous. This is the key. God knows the way of the righteous. God knows the manner of living of the righteous. God knows the habitual thought pattern of the righteous. God knows every movement, every word, every gesture of the righteous. Because whatever they do delights him. That's what exactly true man, Jesus of Nazareth, he did while he was on earth as a person, perfect human being. He did whatever that pleased the Lord God. So in that sense, intimate knowledge of the Lord is God's infinite love, mercy, compassion upon the righteous. This chapter 1, written by and prophesied by King David, was no accident, put the first of the whole group of Psalms, 150 Psalms, because this Psalm set the tone for the whole concept of Psalms, praising God, showing infinite gratitude to God who sent righteousness of God in the form of the person Jesus Christ, apart from law, so that God's righteousness became manifested to the sinful world. It means all human beings, the whole human race, sit under God's condemnation since the great fall in the Garden of Eden. Yet, as he promised to the fearful, shameful first ancestors, Adam and his wife, God mercifully, graciously approached them, gave them original, primary good news. I shall put enmity between seed of woman, the fallen woman, yet forgiven woman, and the enemy of you couple, personified Satan. I'll put enmity between the seed of woman and your principal enemy, Satan. Your enemy tried to conquer your seed, but he will fail. Rather, seed of woman, your descendant will triumph over your principal enemy, Satan. He will crush your enemy, Satan's head. That gracious good news, that merciful, compassionate good news, gave all godly people the righteous hope for the future, for the coming seed of the woman. Eventually, he was named the Anointed One, in Hebrew, Messiah. And finally, when he came, he was called Nazarene, man from Nazareth, totally dedicated his life to the just God and righteous God by showing what righteousness means to the sinful world. In this same line, Psalm 1 teaches us the righteous people, the congregation of the righteous, brings delight to God. And who are among the congregation of the righteous? Those people who are called blessed, blessed. It's lot stronger than just happy people. They are blessed. In Hebrew literature form, verse 1, blessed is the blessed man. Blessed, they are repeatedly written twice. So, in a sense, how blessed is the man could be most accurate transliteration. How much blessed is the man whose lifestyle shows everything about his uprightness in the sight of God, following after footsteps of perfect man, Jesus Christ. In this case, the prophet King David, looking forward to one of his seed, designated as Messiah, the seed of the woman in the Garden of Eden. That person he was looking forward, and if he is redeemed by the Messiah's sacrifice, then, including himself, Psalmist King David, with confidence, may say, blessed is the man, because following footsteps of the righteous, perfect man Jesus is like this. Does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, ungodly. Does not stand in the way of sinners. Does not sit in the seat of the scornful, wicked. His habitual living manner is totally different from the unrighteous people, scornful, wicked, evil people. That's what Jesus stood out in the fallen people in the land of Palestine. His followers got all reproach after their Rabbi Jesus Christ. So that contrast between the unrighteous and the righteous are like day and night. Some set the tone saying, which group you belong to? The blessed group is exemplified by their lifestyle, their pattern of thought. Then their action speaks louder. Does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Does not stand in the way of the lifestyle of sinners. And does not sit with them to scheme against God, because they are separating themselves from the congregation of the unrighteous. Though someone set the tone with negative points, but still, most important part is positive side. Verse 2. The righteous man's delight is in the word of God. Summarize the form of word of God is the law of God. Yes, Mosaic, law of God in the five books are referred to here, but all the rest of the Bible is just explanatory to that first five books. So it includes all the word of God. Any righteous person, follower of Jesus Christ, who is called new creature, as the Apostle Paul declared, anyone who is in Christ is new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The old thing has passed. Behold, new things come. That is the righteous person's wholesome character. And it stands out in this way. His delight is not in anything in this fallen world. Is not in anyone in this fallen world. No matter how much he loves, he's a founder of a certain person, say your spouse. But his delight is not in that thing or in the form of anything or in anyone, but in the law of the Lord. Because word of God is a living, active, empowering human dead soul. Spiritually dead person becomes resurrected by the power of the word of God. By the word of God, God created all things in heaven and on earth, under the earth, out of nothing. That word of God is delight for any righteous person, follower of Jesus Christ, because he is new creature, because he is blessed person, not anymore under condemnation to eternal destruction, but he is blessed because of the redemption. Old Testament person, they were looking forward to do that redemption by the Redeemer, Messiah. New Testament person, we look back to that redemption took place on the cross by that same Redeemer, Jesus of Nazareth. Because of such a redemption was given to any righteous person, blessed by God, recipient of God's grace and mercy. No wonder, as new creature in Jesus Christ, His Spirit delights in the law of the Lord. And His lifestyle is meditation in God's law, day and night. The end of His 120 years earthly life, Moses, just before his departure from the world, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he assembled the whole new generation of Israel in the plains of Moab. He told them, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, "You shall teach your old parent generation, teach your younger generation diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise." Teach them what? The word in the book of law. Chapter 11, same book, verse 19. "You shall teach them to your children, talking of them, the word of God, when you are sitting in your house, when you are walking by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Talk to them, word of God." How it can be done? You parent generation must, first of all, meditate the word of God day and night, engraving word of God in your heart first, in your mind first, then naturally word of God will overflow from your spirit so you can teach them diligently. Talk of them to them when you sit down in your house, when you walk on the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. It means incessantly, all the time. That's the true characteristic of the righteous, because that person is blessed by the Lord. The more he's blessed, the more he will want to do things pleasing His Spirit and His new Creator God. The natural outcome of such delightful obedience to God's law is, verse 3, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." It is amazing, the reward promised to the righteous person. Joshua, as soon as Moses is taken away by the Lord, he was appointed as a successor to the departed Moses. To him, Yahweh approached and gave him command. This book of the law must not depart from your mouth, Joshua. You are now commander-in-chief. You are not any longer assistant to deceased Moses. You are the chief. You are the commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief, I'm sorry. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will prosper and you will succeed in all you do. That's the way. Characteristics of the righteous person. Even the last book of New Testament and the whole Bible is Revelation of Apostle John. There Jesus spoke to John by his angel. Chapter 1 verse 3 said, blessed is the one who reads and who hears the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it. They are also blessed. Meditating the word of God as rule of his life, as spiritual food for his spiritual life, then the rewards are enormous because rewarder is creator of the new creation took place in our heart. He promised, you will be like a tree planted by the river of water. Prosperous, whatever you do, God will be with you. Whatever you do, that will please God. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful encouragement. Psalm 1, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, spoken by Prophet King David, gave us. That's the same spirit of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, who loved his disciples unto the end. And he never gave up on his disciples, whom the Father gave to him. And you and I, we belong to that group of the righteous. And our children, God blessed us. They belong to that group of the righteous. And they are separated from the wicked group, the ungodly group, the scornful group. Though they look, they appear magnificent, beautiful, prosperous, but in the end, they will be driven away like the chaff by the wind of God's wrath. And you and I, blessed by God's redemptive new creation work, we, the righteous, with our children who had been taught by our godly discipline. We are the righteous, and our habitual lifestyle, thought pattern, whatever we do, God knoweth and God delights in them because already God saw us in the umbrella spectrum of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we are righteous and blessed, and on earth, our life, pilgrim journey, will give God praise, delight, and joy. This is Psalm's main thought to give us encouragement, comfort, and guidance. May the Word of God become always foundation of our life, standards of our judgment, and lead to our future until all of us stand before the judgment seat with joyful heart, that unspeakable joy. Amen.